Welcome to Zane's Adventure Zone, the ultimate podcast for curious kids like you. I'm your host, Zane, using my AI voice. I am a six-year-old adventurer who's traveled to amazing places around the world and loves to learn about fascinating things like the Titanic, Big Ben, space shuttles, planes, trucks, trains, and even shipwrecks. Join me on a journey of discovery as we explore incredible destinations, remarkable historical landmarks, and incredible vehicles. In each episode, we'll dive into exciting stories, fun facts, and cool adventures related to all the things I love. In today's episode, prepare for takeoff as we embark on an adventure into the past to unravel the mysteries behind the catastrophic demise of the mighty Hindenburg. This immense German airship inspired wonder worldwide during the golden age of Zeppelins, but its horrific crash in 1937 marked the sudden end of the epic airship era. Our expedition begins as we board the wondrous Hindenburg itself. When it first launched in 1936, the Hindenburg stunned the world as the largest aircraft ever built by far. Its sheer size was jaw-dropping as it sailed elegantly through the skies. The Hindenburg's colossal hull stretched an incredible 804 feet from bow to stern. That's longer than three entire football fields placed end to end. Yet despite its mammoth proportions, the graceful Hindenburg could comfortably cruise at over 75 miles per hour, about as fast as a train barreling down the tracks. But how did this gigantic ship even get airborne? The secret was its method of flight. You see, unlike heavier than airplanes, the Hindenburg relied on ultralight hydrogen gas to rise off the ground. Inside its voluminous hull were 16 massive gas cells filled with over 7 million cubic feet of highly flammable hydrogen. This provided the tremendous buoyancy needed to keep 50 tons of cargo and over 90 passengers aloft as they floated across the Atlantic in style. And floating in the Hindenburg was undeniably stylish. The interior was designed for luxury, with posh staterooms for sleeping, a formal dining room, relaxing lounge, tranquil writing room, and even a pressurized smoking room. The lavishly decorated passenger areas had lightweight aluminum frames with bamboo decor, providing comfort and beauty. Sloped windows allowed scenic ocean views as you sailed among the clouds. Truly, the Hindenburg represented a peak of engineering and comfort. After successful test flights and propaganda trips in 1936, the glamorous airliner embarked on its first commercial season in 1937. The inaugural passenger voyage from Frankfurt to New Jersey and back went flawlessly. The Hindenburg then returned to its homeland to prepare for its second transatlantic journey, taking off again on May 3rd, bound for America. At first, everything proceeded smoothly enough as the graceful Zeppelin cruised through the skies. But halfway across the Atlantic, strong headwinds slowed the voyage to a crawl. Buffeted off course for days, the flight fell over 12 hours behind schedule. Finally, on May 6th, the weary passengers and crew approached their destination in New Jersey. Outside the Naval Air Station in Lakehurst, hundreds had gathered to witness the mighty Hindenburg's long-anticipated arrival. Spectators were hoping to get a glimpse of the majestic airship as it maneuvered down to the landing field. But despite all the expectation below, things were not going perfectly aboard the giant aircraft. The turbulent weather had knocked the ship off balance. To correct this, the Hindenburg had to carefully drop water ballast and reposition crew members to stay on an even keel during landing. The airship also made some tight turns to line up its approach, putting immense stress on its structural framework. Around 7 p.m., the imposing 804-foot-long Hindenburg finally hovered just 300 feet above the air station, ready to drop its mooring ropes. Without warning, shocked onlookers saw the magnificent ship suddenly erupt into violent flames, first near the top and then rapidly spreading down the hull. In less than a minute, the entire airship was consumed by the quickly spreading inferno. The once splendid Hindenburg was reduced to a smouldering ruin when it crashed to the ground. So what on earth happened in those nightmarish 30 seconds to incinerate the impressive Zeppelin in a hellish fireball? Let's examine some critical clues. Many witnesses saw yellow-red flames first appear just ahead of the top fin. From there, the roaring blaze swiftly spread forward toward the nose and backward toward the tail. Scorched wreckage showed burn patterns closely matching the outlines of the 16 interior hydrogen gas cells, and multiple accounts described hearing explosions from within the hull seconds before flames exploded outward. All evidence indicates the fire originated inside the Hindenburg's voluminous hydrogen storage chambers. If that's true, two important mysteries still remain. First, what ignited the deadly fire deep within the meticulously designed ship? And second, what enabled the ferocious blaze to engulf the entire airship so astoundingly quickly? Incomprehensibly, it took just half a minute for the whole vessel to be consumed, faster than microwaving a bowl of soup. In the decades since witnessing the airship transform into a fireball, many theories have been proposed to explain the baffling blaze. These range from calculated sabotage to an accidental electrical spark. One early speculation suggested that a bomb or incendiary device was used by anti-Nazi saboteurs to deliberately destroy the German airship. Some witnesses reported hearing a muffled explosion just before the flames erupted. If verified, this could indicate intentional sabotage. However, no physical evidence of explosives was ever discovered in the wreckage. Another theory involved catastrophic leakage of the Hindenburg's extremely flammable hydrogen into the hull. If escaping hydrogen mixed with air, it could have formed a volatile cloud inside that violently combusted. But strict crew procedures made this unlikely, and no gas odor was reported beforehand. So accidental hydrogen ignition remains doubtful. A major possibility focuses on the fabric skin itself. The Hindenburg's outer envelope was coated with a compound called dope to contain the hydrogen. Chemical analysis showed the doping ingredients were highly flammable under certain conditions. Perhaps this reactive coating allowed flames to rapidly ravage the ship's skin. However, the most probable cause, according to physics experts, was an isolated static discharge. As the Hindenburg flew through stormy weather, it built up an enormous internal electric charge. When the mooring ropes were dropped, this voltage rapidly discharged onto the wet ground. The difference in potential could have generated a deadly spark igniting leaking hydrogen. Regardless of the exact ignition source, the vast hydrogen stores surely intensified the flames once started. Escaping hydrogen would have caused the fire to propagate uncontrollably from bow to stern. In fact, the angle of descent may have created a chimney effect, allowing flames to rip through the entire length of the 800 four-foot Zeppelin in under 34 seconds. Whatever happened initially, the airship's fate was sealed once disaster struck. The haunting burnt carcass was a grim monument marking the sudden end of the airship era. As news spread of the Zeppelin's horrifying destruction, public faith in airships plunged. Safer passenger planes soon took over long-haul travel. But the vivid image of the imposing Hindenburg crashing down, engulfed in flames, remains an enduring symbol of technology gone terribly wrong. Our Zeppelin investigation has landed, but I hope your knowledge has taken flight. Our expedition today shed light on the Hindenburg's fiery demise and the wonders of its engineering. While the disaster was profoundly heartbreaking, we should also remember the audacious spirit of innovation that the Hindenburg embodied in its day. Its advanced technology and intrepid crew represent past dreams of exploration now achieved by new generations of adventurers like you. Though ambitious technology sometimes brings unforeseen perils, we must never let curiosity be extinguished. The explorers who first brought humanity into the skies inspire us to keep seeking, learning, and discovering. The future belongs to curious kids like you who keep pushing boundaries. Our high-flying Hindenburg adventure now concludes. But keep your eyes aimed upward, fellow explorers. Our next odyssey whisks you away to the final hours of the mighty Titanic deep beneath the waves. Come aboard again as we dive into the fateful voyage of history's most famous sunken ship. Until next time, stay curious, keep your compass pointed towards adventure, and watch the skies. The wonders of our world are waiting to be discovered. So let's continue venturing onward together. Our greatest journeys lie ahead.